I'm going to introduce a gentleman. This is his second visit to Santa Cruz. This gentleman has quite a distinguished history. He was at the Paris Peace Talks. He was here in 94 with General Quang. I'd like to introduce you to Colonel Trinh. And he will introduce you. He will introduce the delegates to you.
To all our American friends, my duty is to let you know who is who in our delegation. And that is only the work I can do. And to speak something about this gathering in the family atmosphere, it will be the our chief of delegation to give you the speech. Dear friends, our delegation is the biggest delegation going outside for a visit, especially in USA. The delegation comprised of 8 persons, leading by our Lieutenant General Dang Quyen Thuy. He is the vice president of our association, and he was the former vice president of our national assembly. That is the vice president of the parliament of Vietnam. And he was a chief of a military staff in the South Vietnam, of the liberation forces in the South Vietnam during the American War. Somebody who are in Cu Chi may know him because he was the commander there around Saigon. The second of our delegation is the deputy chief of delegation, Lieutenant General Vu Sung Vinh. A veteran of 2 wars, the first resistance against the French aggression and the Second War, as you know. And he was the commander of a regiment during the campaign of Dien Bien Phu. That is the victory who led to the final resistance against the French. And the French have to sign the Geneva Agreements ending the war. And then during the Second War, he was the commander of a division of missiles and rockets for air defense. And he was the chief of military staff of the Air Force and defense and missile and rockets forces. And he was also, he was then director of foreign relations of our defense ministry. And he is now permanent member of the board of leadership of our association. The third one is Major General E. Block Eban. He's a member of the Central Executive Committee of our association, and the president of the Association of Daklak Province. In the highland of our central country. In the and he is 83 years old. The fourth is Colonel Zhang Apao. He's also the member of our National Executive Committee and president of the Association of Lai Châu Province. Lai Châu Province is the province where there was the battlefield of Dien Bien Phu. And next to him is the other member of our delegation is Colonel Hong Thi Phuong. She is a lady doctor and a member of the Central Executive Committee and a member of the leadership of Ho Chi Minh City Association. And she was the deputy director of a big hospital in the military zone 7. And Colonel Ngo Binh Ninh. He's a member of the permanent board of leadership of the Veteran Association of Sóc Trăng Province, a province in the delta of Mekong. And she was fighting during the war also. Lieutenant Colonel. Hi. Ngô Đình Hải. He is my assistant in the foreign relation work. And for myself, I am also Colonel and member of the Central Executive Committee of our association and director for foreign relations. I have been here in May 1994. So I want very much to be for the second time here today. I bring with me all the pictures, all documents which I have had during my first visit to show to you that we are all friends. And thank you very much. Good dinner for all of you. Yeah. Excuse me. It is my great mistake that I don't present to you our Consul General, Nguyễn Mạnh Hùng. Some more words about him. He was our ambassador in Singapore. And he was the director of the Department of U.S. in our foreign ministry. And he is very close friends with the Veteran Association of Vietnam. There are two other officers from the General Consulate of our country here. They are present. Both have the name of Kuong, the same name. Those who are in the consulate present here will help you very much for your trip to Vietnam.
Hi, I was wondering if former Councilmember Byers and Councilmember Kennedy and Vice Mayor Riley would join me for a toast up here at the podium. As everybody knows, Councilmember Kennedy and Catherine Byers were on the trip in 1994 to Vietnam. She was mayor at that time. And I would I encourage all the other council members and former council members to also make a toast, and I'm just going to say that I would like to toast the presence of this delegation from Vietnam, and we are so, so honored by having you here with us. Would you raise your glass, and he is going to give us the translation for cheers in Vietnamese. And when he does, everybody can do it in unison.
Okay. So, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Chúc mừng. Thank you.
My name is Becky Luning, and I'm on the board of directors of the Vietnam Friendship Village Project U.S. Committee. I've been involved with the project a little over 6 years, and I just wanted to say a few words about friendship tonight, since this has been dubbed a day of friendship between Vietnam and Santa Cruz. Some of my best friends I met through working on this Vietnam Friendship Village project. Those of you who don't know me may not know that my husband, Jeff Huck, was once the volunteer director for this committee, and he passed away in Hanoi 6 years ago in 1996. He was there to attend the international meeting for the project. It was his third trip to Vietnam. He thought, you know, this is a quick trip, going there for business, I'll be right home. And he just died in his sleep. And it was highly ironic that someone who was working for peace, you know, to hear as a U.S. American, you know, my husband died in Vietnam. Usually you would think he was a soldier, but he was working for peace, and he wasn't even a veteran. But through him and through this project, I have met many local veterans and really appreciate where their hearts are at. I think people who have seen the horrors of war, who then go out and, you know, work for peace and to change their country's policies, have the most credibility, and I really applaud that. About friendship tonight. I wrote this long speech that I was gonna read tonight, and I read it to my current partner, who is also a Vietnam veteran, and he listened to my speech and he said, "Yeah, that's nice. You know, it's very nice feelings about friendship and being friends. You know, my new friends from Vietnam." But he pointed out he couldn't sleep that night, and the next morning he got up and wrote a letter, because he said that to him, as a veteran who's still very agonized about what his country does in the world, he felt like it was really important for us as a country and as individuals to be able to apologize and to admit our wrongs instead of just saying, yes, you know, we're friends, we're happy now, but you have to also acknowledge, you know, your some wrongs. So I brought a... I brought a letter that Brian wrote. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's also quite long. Just don't tell him that I didn't read the whole thing. But I'm going to read a couple of passages that I think would be the most important that he would want everyone to hear. So here, and his name, by the way, is Brian Wilson. So this is addressed to the delegation here tonight. Greetings to you and good wishes for your visit to Santa Cruz, California. I trust that your travels in this country have been fruitful for you as well as we U.S. Americans.
Tôi xin gửi lời chào và những cái lời chúc tốt đẹp nhất tới đoàn trong chuyến viếng thăm tới Santa Cruz, California.
From March through August 1969, I served as a U.S. Air Force First Lieutenant in charge of a 40-man combat security unit protecting Binh Tui, South Vietnamese Air Base, located in Phong Dinh Province, northwest of Canto City.
Từ tháng 3 cho tới tháng 8 năm 1969, tôi là trung úy trong cái lực lượng không quân và phụ trách một cái đơn vị an ninh gồm 40 người để bảo vệ một cái căn cứ quân sự ở Bình Thụy, miền Nam Việt Nam và đóng ở Phong Định, tỉnh Phong Định phía bắc của Cần Thơ, của thành phố Cần Thơ, gần sông Bay Sắc của đồng bằng sông Mekong.
And I just want to describe the experience that Brian had. He had a profound experience in the field where he had to go with a South Vietnamese lieutenant to go look at the aftermath of a bombing so that they could report, you know, how well the bombers had done. And he was confronted with the scene of women and children and water buffalo lying on the ground, dead or dying, moaning. And he looked into the eyes of a woman who was laying there holding her children, and he realized that he was related to her. And he got very sick to his stomach, and he cried. And from that point on, he could not condone the actions of his government.
Trước đây thì ông là một người mà có cái nhiệm vụ là phải chụp ảnh và phải xem cái chiến trường và báo cáo về các cái trận đánh, kết quả các trận đánh như thế nào ở Việt Nam. Nhưng trong các chuyến như thế thì ông đã nhìn thấy rất nhiều cảnh phụ nữ, trẻ em, nhiều con trâu, con bò đã chết ở trên cánh đồng và trên đường. Và điều đấy làm cho ông cảm thấy rất là đau buồn, và ông cảm thấy trong người như là trong dạ dày, trong người rất là khó chịu và rất mệt. Và chính vì thế cho nên ông đã quyết định thay đổi hành động và quyết định là chống đối lại cái hành động của chính phủ.
I want to express deep sorrow for the overwhelming U.S. crimes committed against the aspirations, culture, and land of the Vietnamese. Crimes of extraordinary proportions.
Tôi muốn Tôi muốn nói lên cái sự thông cảm sâu sắc nhất đối với sâu sắc nhất đối với các cái tội lỗi mà tội ác mà đã xảy ra trong cái đối với nền văn hóa, đối với đất đai của Việt Nam và đối với nhân dân Việt Nam.
I and others now know that Vietnam is not an aberration in the long history of arrogant U.S. imperialistic patterns in the world.
Tôi và mọi người đều biết rằng Việt Nam cũng không phải là cái nước duy nhất mà trong lịch sử của nước Mỹ đã tiến hành gây ra những cái hậu quả như vậy đối với thế giới.
So, though I know you are men and women of peace on a mission to promote harmonious relations, I feel the need to acknowledge some normally censored history and to convey my sorrow about the war and to ask forgiveness from the depths of my heart.
Do vậy, mặc dù tôi biết là các ông, các bà trong cái chuyến đi vì hòa bình và muốn phát triển cái quan hệ hữu nghị giữa hai bên, tôi cảm thấy cần thiết phải để cho mọi người biết rằng là chúng tôi rất đau buồn về cuộc chiến tranh và mong muốn cái sự tha thứ của của nhân dân từ đáy trái tim tôi.
Thank you so much for continuing to represent peace and respect as you recover from one of the most violent and vicious wars in all of human history, waged by such a large nation against such a small one.
Rất cảm ơn các ngài rất nhiều vì tiếp tục là những người đại diện cho hòa bình và chúng tôi rất kính trọng các ngài bởi vì cái sự phục hồi từ một cuộc chiến tranh khủng khiếp nhất trong lịch sử loài người mà do một quốc gia rất lớn mạnh chống lại một quốc gia rất nhỏ bé.
So I have copies of this letter which I have prepared. Each of you can take a copy with you. And then I just want to express again myself what a gift it is to have made such fine friends both here in the United States. You know, when my husband died, the first people to show up at my door were LB Johnson and Ruben Gomez. And I don't know what I would have done without them that year. And about 6 weeks from now, I'll be going to Vietnam myself for the first time.
Trong vòng khoảng 6 tuần nữa, tôi sẽ đến Việt Nam và đó là chuyến đi đầu tiên của tôi.
And I look forward to greeting my new friends again when I arrive in Vietnam. And I really look forward to seeing the children at the Friendship Village. I've been looking at photos of them for years. And recently, a video, and that was really exciting to see them talking and interacting, and so I just know it's going to be really thrilling to meet them in person and to spend some time there.
Tôi rất mong đợi được gặp tất cả những người bạn mới ở Việt Nam trong chuyến đi này của tôi, và tôi cũng rất mong đợi được đến thăm làng hữu nghị và xem những trẻ em nô đùa và chụp ảnh cho chúng và có thời gian vui chơi với chúng.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to present a few gifts to the esteemed delegation, the delegates, and then I have another surprise. So, okay. This is a gift from the Vietnam Friendship Village Project U.S. Committee to the Vietnam Association, the Veterans Association of Vietnam.
Trước hết là tôi xin rất xúc động được nghe những lời phát biểu đầy thiện chí đối với Việt Nam của bà.
I was so moved to listen to all your words about Vietnam.
Những lời nói đó là sẽ mãi mãi chúng tôi ghi nhớ trong lòng.
We will forever remember all your words about that.
Và chúng tôi sẽ nói lại với đồng bào chúng tôi ở trong nước.
And we will tell our people about that.
Và với những người cựu chiến binh.
And all the veterans of Vietnam.
Với 2 triệu, gần 2 triệu cựu chiến binh, 2 triệu thành viên của Hội Cựu chiến binh Việt Nam.
And to tell with nearly 2 million veteran members of Vietnam's Veteran Association.
Rằng ở nước Mỹ này, ở Việt Nam có rất nhiều người bạn.
That in the United States, Vietnam has a lot of good friends.
Rất nhiều bạn bè sẵn sàng ủng trước đây đã ủng hộ, bây giờ sẽ tiếp tục ủng hộ Việt Nam nhiều hơn nữa.
A lot of friends who supported us very strongly in the past and now continue supporting us.
Và xin cũng lại một cái surprise với bà, xin tặng bà cái.
And I would like to present you the bag.
Thưa tất cả các bạn, thân mến.
Lady and gentlemen,
dear friend,
and dear friends.
Trước hết, xin cho phép tôi được cảm ơn tất cả các bạn đã đến dự buổi họp rất thân mật và ấm cúng này.
First of all, I would like to thank you for coming to participate in warming received like today.
Điều này nói lên cái tình cảm rất là thân thiết của các bạn đối với lại không những đối với đoàn chúng tôi mà cả đối với hội chúng tôi nữa và cả đối với nhân dân Việt Nam chúng tôi.
This strongly demonstrates your warm feeling to our delegation, to our veteran association and also our people.
Các bạn đã biết tên của từng thành viên trong đoàn chúng tôi và nếu bình đẳng tôi cũng muốn biết là tên của từng bạn ngồi ở đây.
So, you all know the names and all the people of our delegation. So, vice versa, I would like to know the name and all the people here.
Nhưng mà như thế thì có lẽ là phải sống ai mất, phải biết sống ai mất.
But if so, it may take the time until tomorrow.
Thế thì tôi sẽ đề nghị với lại ngài chị ấy là ghi cho sau này.
That's why I would like you to provide me a list of all the people who come to this party.
Thưa các bạn, hiện nay nhân dân thì có nhiều vấn đề phải khắc phục.
Dear friends, Vietnam has just got out of the war and we have a lot of issues, problems we have to solve.
Chúng tôi phải giải quyết những cái hậu quả rất nặng nề. Như vừa rồi các bạn cũng đã biết, chất độc màu da cam, rồi vấn đề lo cho dân xóa đói giảm nghèo, vấn đề sự phát triển cái giáo dục.
We have to solve the consequences of Agent Orange. We have to solve the poverty and hunger, and also to also the issues of education.
Nhưng mà chúng tôi nỗ lực hết sức cao và đồng thời chúng tôi tin tưởng vào sự ủng hộ của các bạn.
But we will try our best, and also we believe this, believe in the support from you.
Hiện nay chúng tôi đang triển khai một cái phong trào rộng lớn của để giúp đỡ các nạn nhân bị chất độc màu da cam.
And now we are launching a campaign, to have all the victims of the Agent Orange.
Chúng tôi cũng lại phải đấu tranh với lại những cái luận điệu mà người ta nói không được tốt đẹp về đất nước chúng tôi.
We also have to fight back against all the argument that is against our country.
Ví dụ như vấn đề xuyên tạc vấn đề nhân quyền của Việt Nam.
For example, about the human rights of Vietnam.
Nhưng mà chúng tôi tin tưởng rằng là chân lý sẽ thắng và thực tế thì nó đã thắng.
But we believe that the truth will win, and in reality it wins.
Và tôi cũng rất tin tưởng là các bạn sẽ ủng hộ chúng tôi.
And I also strongly believe that you will support us.
Hôm nay là một ngày rất là ấn tượng và quan trọng đối với lại đoàn chúng tôi cũng như với bản thân tôi.
Today is a very important and very impressive day for our delegation and for me myself.
Chúng tôi đã gặp gỡ lại những người mà trước kia ở cái trận tuyến đối địch. Nay chúng tôi có thể ngồi bàn với nhau trong không khí hòa bình và hữu nghị.
We met all the soldiers who in the past are in the opposite side, but now we can share in the same table and we can talk in a friendly way.
Một cái việc đó cách đây 30 năm thì không thể nào có thể có được.
That's something we couldn't thought of 30 years ago.
Hôm nay nữa thì tôi lại đến được thăm một cái thành phố rất là đẹp và đi thăm một cái khu rừng cũng rất là ấn tượng, là khu rừng cây đỏ.
And today is also a very good chance for me and for delegation to visit the beautiful city and the redwood.
Và một cái hân hạnh đến với tôi, đối với đoàn, mỗi cá nhân trong đoàn chúng tôi, một cái hân hạnh rất to lớn là chúng tôi được Ngài Mayor là công nhận là công dân danh dự của Santa Cruz.
And it is our great honor that the mayor of the city grant the delegation and each member of the delegation as honorable honorary citizenship of this citizen of this city.
Tôi xin hứa là sẽ làm tròn cái nhiệm vụ mà người công dân danh dự phải làm, kể cả nếu cần thiết thì đóng thuế.
I promise that I will fulfill all the tasks required for the citizen here, including, you know, paying tax.
Cuối cùng xin cho phép tôi thay mặt đoàn chúc tất cả các bạn nam nữ và gia đình hạnh phúc, sức khỏe và thành đạt.
In conclusion, I would like to wish all of you good health, happy family and every success.
Xin
cảm ơn chị và ban tổ chức đã tổ chức cho người gặp gỡ những người bạn thân mật như thế này.
Thank you, and thank you for all the organizers for this party.
I would like to present the delegation with copies of photographs of our day together to remember us by.
This is the picture.